says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."
As promised, Jenna is back and Kim is also hanging out with us per usual. We sampled two different wines in the last Weekend Mixer segment, and today we're going to go to some pretty unique and, I guess, relevant to my life right now, beers. I am on a diet. I'm not on a diet, but my fiance is, and I'm just trying to keep him motivated by also being on the diet. The hardest part is skipping out on drinking.
Yes, and as we know, like, a lot of alcohol has empty calories in it.
Yep.
It's not like a nourishment necessarily. So when you are dieting, obviously you're counting calories, counting carbs, mm-hmm. looking at all those things. So it's nice to have some options that are a little bit lower carb or lower calories so that will fit your lifestyle for what you're trying to accomplish.
For the beer drinker who still wants that taste of having a cold beer after their day, you brought me two different options that they could enjoy.
I did. So we're going to start out here with Corona Premier.
Okay.
It's brand new into the market. Literally, I think it just hit our dock today.
Oh.
So I'm very excited to have it. We got the 12-pack can, slim cans, 12 ounces. This is going to be a great option. It's very low in calories and carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 12 ounces is 90 calories, 2.6 grams for carbs. It's got a little protein in there, 0.7. So if you're looking for that protein, it's there.
Just an added bonus.
Right. For low calorie, which, you know, is kind of first to market for the Mexican import category. You know, of course, we've got some other light beers out there, the ones that have like the low, you know, more domestic. This is one of the first Mexican imports.
Now, I'm curious to try it because I'm wondering how similar it is to an actual Corona.
Right.
For me, it's just a simple, easy drinking mm-hmm. light beer, just like we like Corona to be.
Tastes pretty good to me.
It satisfies your beer craving. If I love light beer, this is my kind of beer right here.
Yeah.
And you can drink it without the guilt.
Right. It's going to be a great addition to something in your portfolio for something low-cal, low-carb. Okay, so I'm really excited about this one. I'm a huge Michelob Ultra drinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that beer is just on fire. Everyone loves it. Super easy to drink. Always kind of that fitness
lifestyle. Always a good
beer.
Option. Yep.
And I love to drink this more or less on the occasions where I know I'm going to have more than one or two. I mean, I love craft beer too. But if I know I'm having more than one or two, I like to stick with Mich Ultra. As it's more of a marathon as opposed to a sprint.
There you go.
And so with that being said, Michelob Ultra has a couple line extensions. They've got a couple fruit flavors that have been really popular, like their Michelob Ultra Lime Cactus, which has kind of like really become popular in the last couple of years.
I want to try that.
It's delicious. I love that one. It's kind of like a Bud Light Lime, but a Mich Ultra Lime, basically.
Okay.
So low calorie still, same the whole nine yards. But now we've got people that are playing into the segment of wanting to go organic, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge thing right now, being organic. So Michelob Ultra Gold is a organic beer. So they make the grains that they're using are organic.
Okay.
It's got 2.5 carbs, so very similar to the Corona Premier, and 85 calories.
This is a great beer to choose,
yes.
then.
Yes. So I mean, we're way under the 100-calorie mark, you know, mm-hmm. 15 more calories, I guess. But still, I mean, people count that. You drink a few of these, that adds up.
Yeah. Now, I'm not one to, I was raised to just, if it's there, you eat it or drink it.
Yeah. However,
this has become something that a lot of people that are health, like more, I guess, aware of what their health options are looking for. And when it comes to going into the alcohol aisle or the beer aisle, whatever it is, I feel like this is limited.
Yes.
To be able to see organic.
Yes, it is. You don't see that very often with wine nor beer because it is definitely something a lot more expensive to do that. This is going to be a little bit more expensive than the regular Mich Ultra mm-hmm. on the shelf, but nothing crazy. Like nothing
it's just a good
crazy.
Beer.
This is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has a very good carbonation to
yeah.
it. These are two really just well-known names to begin with that we just sampled. So again, mm-hmm. like if you are like myself or like my family who's doing a weight loss challenge right now, or whether you're just looking for a light beer that you don't have to feel guilty about the next day, both of these would be a great option. So it was Corona Premier.
Yep.
And then Michelob Ultra.
Pure gold. Yep. And it's kind of like, obviously the color of it's very golden.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then the label, again, instead of being that blue, you see that blue on the Mich Ultra. They've replaced that with gold.
Plus, it just sounds cool when somebody asks you, what are you drinking? You can say, pure gold.
Yes, pure gold. Austin Powers.
Right.
Like,
gold.
Gold. That's what I always gold. Think of when everyone's like, yeah, pure gold. That's exactly what I think of.
We will end on that note. Have a great weekend. And you'll hear from Jenna in 2 weeks from now for a few more options. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
Lindsay K says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."